The Dreaded Memo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This week I was forwarded an internal email from a big U.S. company. It said the company was scaling back everywhere because of the economy. Travel, overtime, conferences, marketing, administration. And it hasn't been enough. So, jobs must go. I'm sure that kind of memo is circulating at a lot of companies. This morning, the Labor Department will tell us just how many people lost their jobs last month. More from Ashley Milne-Tite.
The unemployment rate shot up to a 14-year high last month. November numbers are expected to show that things have got even worse. This month's unemployment rate could show the biggest number of job losses in almost 30 years. Economists are gloomy about the next several months as well. Many predict layoffs will keep escalating until the spring. Manufacturing, construction and retail are all areas that have lost tens of thousands of jobs. Financial services and telecoms have also shed large numbers of workers. The question many have is whether a weak jobs report will prompt the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates again when they meet on December 16th. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Honestly, there isn't much left to cut. The Fed funds rate is only 1%, and the credit market is still airtight. Those jobs numbers could determine how Wall Street goes today. The Dow is at 8376 after a 215-point drop yesterday. The Nasdaq fell 46 points, more than 3%. The S&P 500 lost 25. European shares are down 1 to 3% so far. In Asia, the markets had mixed results by the close. Here's something positive. A new report says U.S. charitable foundations are giving money to international causes at a record level. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation accounts for a lot of that increase, but not all. It might be tough for that to continue with all this economic fallout, but if you're thinking about a donation, maybe consider this: gift cards for charities. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
A few years back, my family gave regularly to a charity that promotes subsistence farming. At holiday time, instead of a fancy scarf, Grandma would get a card in the mail saying a poor family in El Salvador had gotten a donkey in her name. These days, we could get Grandma a charity gift card instead. Eric Marks, founder of TisBest.org, says she would go online
and decide not only is it a sheep or a pig or a goat, but maybe I don't want to give a farm animal. What I really want to do is protect some Arctic wildlife.
Marx's new website links to 250 charities. You can find thousands more at sites like Network for Good and JustGive.org. Stacy Palmer edits the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
I definitely think corporations and everybody is going to look for a way to help charity if they can through their gifts because it's both a better image and there's real need out there.
Palmer says this holiday season, no one wants to receive a worthless tchotchke from a boss or a vendor that's just destined for the dustbin. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
In the movie Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr. is a football player who can't get on a Wheaties box or anywhere else.
Shoot the Reebok ad, dumb man. Hey, Jerry, where are my endorsements? You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't getting no love from Chevy. I ain't getting no love from Pepsi. I ain't even getting no love from that little Energizer bunny.
In this economy, that could be a lot of athletes. Even the biggest pitch man of them all, Tiger Woods, has ended his relationship with GM. Our Business of Sports commentator, Diana Nyad, joins us. Diana, is this just a carmaker thing, or should athletes in general be worried?
Well, Tiger, you're right. I mean, the guy is gold. He is at about $100 million a year in off the field, so to speak, for him, off the course endorsements. I mean, you know, one of the next highest goes all the way down to $28 million a year. That's the king, LeBron James. Tiger isn't hurting in all the rest of his endorsements. So he's going to be negotiating. His agents are going to be looking for another car deal. And they'll probably get one over the next 6 months before he plays the Masters
probably
anyway.
Probably Toyota.
Yeah, maybe something very plebeian, yes. Exactly right.
Well, what about beyond Tiger and the car makers? Are we seeing other athletes lose their endorsements?
You know, the ones that surprise me the most are the superstars that came out of the Olympics. Now, we're not going to count Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt. Phelps just signed a very big deal with Subway. He's going to be on the cover of cornflakes boxes. But my God, before the Olympics, Dara Torres, at 41 years of age, had a higher advertising, what they call a Q rating. You know, they're famous. You know, they're likable. They're popular. Than Peyton Manning. And now, her agent has literally called her over the last couple of weeks and said, Dara, just the phone is not ringing. I don't know what to do. Go in your kitchen. Open the cabinet doors. And she said, what? He said, go in the kitchen. Tell me what you got in there. And she's got a baby. So she said, well, I got Kraft this. I got Kraft that. I got Kraft cheese. I got Kraft crackers. He said, Kraft this. And then he calls her back about an hour later. He said, no, I just looked into it. Kraft just laid off a whole bunch of employees. It's not time for me to call Kraft. They're dying. Same with Natalie Coughlin. You know, some of the big name swimmers, and the phones are not ringing for them.
I would think that it would be especially tough on these Olympic athletes because they don't get a salary like pro athletes do in other sports.
The swimmers especially are hit hard this time just because of Phelps. You know, everybody was tuned in. The ratings were gigantic, and even the substars were very big, the Natalie Coughlins of the world, but it didn't come their way. Well, you know, let's talk to the millions of people around the world who are suffering with their 401k plunges and their foreclosures of their homes. You know, we're going to throw all these Olympic athletes right in with the rest of us now.
Diana Nyad, our Business of Sports commentator. Thanks.
Scott, thank you.
Share your thoughts with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.